Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Joanne Black is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's America's leading authority on referral selling. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling. In fact, that's the title of her book, too, No More Cold Calling, the breakthrough system that will leave your competition in the dust. We could use a little bit of that, right? And she's our good friend, Joanne Black. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Joanne, a couple of the things I've been telling my audience since you were here last is a couple of attitudes that I'm encouraging them to assume. The first one is what I call the small business survival attitude, and that is that in 2009 I'm going to win by surviving. And the second attitude is with regard to sales, with regard to seeking opportunity and not becoming a caveman or holding up in your turtle shell, as my friend Jane Pollock just said. And that is that somebody is buying something from someone somewhere right now. Might as well be you. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely think there's tremendous opportunity. I mean, the fact is that companies are cutting back. That's a given. And if they're not cutting back, they're examining every single expense. And so we need to make sure our what we offer is not discretionary, because then it won't be in the budget. And what some companies are doing, I just spoke at a conference in Florida, and they were talking about this, is instead of saying, well, what is your budget for this, whatever their product was, which was very narrow. For these people, their service typically fell in the marketing budget, so they were expanding their clients' thinking to say, well, instead of your budget for just what we do here, let's look at your entire marketing budget and see what you're doing. So we're expanding and kind of shifting the way clients are thinking.
Well, and another thing is there are lots of things out there where the customer did some things in-house that was not so much budgeted for because they already had the people on payroll to do some of this stuff. And if you're doing some stuff for them, then you might actually, if those people that were doing those projects, and I've seen this recently, if those projects are not going to be done now because the people who were doing them have been laid off in that big company, when you understand what's happening and you should know about it, you can say, well, now what about that project? How are you going to do that project? And it might be something you could fold into what you're doing for them. It might be, and you know, it doesn't have to be a marketing thing. It could be a delivery issue. It could be, you know, if you deliver something to a loading dock for a company, if you have a delivery system that you know where you deliver products, if they've lowered their receiving personnel, maybe part of your system is you offer that to bring the stuff inside. I mean, it could be a lot of things, right?
Well, exactly, and there's a lot of buzz, and it's happened before. We've been in recessions and downturns before.
Yep.
That for consultants, people who consult businesses that have processes and solutions, this can be a good time because there aren't people in-house to do it. But what we need to do is to demonstrate that whatever we offer is going to impact their business results, period.
Tell us how to do that.
We have to talk about the results we deliver for clients. So in the work I do, and you mentioned my book is No More Cold Calling, when we talk about referrals, one of the key things we need to do is demonstrate how we have increased, it could be revenue, it could be profitability, it could be employee retention, it could be anything. How have we increased the results that our clients have received? So we can't have our solution a nice to have. It has to be a need to have, a must have. And the only way that clients will listen to us about that is we can say, well, you know, I worked with a similar company in your industry, and as a result of the work together, we increase their productivity by X percent, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And we need to quantify our solution as much as possible. Now, I've been challenged on that a bit because the work I do is in the sales arena, as you know, working with sales teams to build a referral business.
Right.
And so it's pretty straightforward to demonstrate, oh, yes, you know, each salesperson got 3 new clients, 5 new clients, you know, we aced out the competition in this particular area, whatever it is. In other areas, it's more difficult, but the big message is that we need to make the connection between what we do and what the client gets. Because if we leave it up to the client, we'll never have the business. It's a lot of work, and we need to do it. We need to do it.
Right. No, that's exactly right. That's what, something I've said for a long time. And I want to talk about that some more in a minute, how when we go to a customer or a client with an idea, folks, you can't leave the solution up to them if you want to come away with that business. And that's not only good for when there's a recession, but all the time. 20-Tail, right back with Joanne Black. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's a little Dan Vogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Vogelberg. That's a song is called The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. It's an outstanding, maybe the best album of all time. A double album, by the way. Check it out. Dan Vogelberg. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Joanne Black. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. And the key to No More Cold Calling, Jane, is getting referrals, isn't it? I mean, Joanne, is getting referrals, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I experimented with.
I got too many J's today. I got Jane and Joanne. Joanne, the key to is referrals, isn't it?
I answered anything, Tim. That's okay.
You know I love you.
Well, you know, referrals are the key. You know, and it probably wouldn't have been as sexy a title to call it. You know, referral selling. No More Cold Calling,
right,
has more buzz. But the key to really building business is referrals. And you know, we've talked about this before, but I've done some polls over the last 6 months on the webinars I've conducted and when I've spoken to sales audiences, and I've asked them a bunch of questions. Well, I said, what's your biggest challenge in this economy? And I give them actually 5 choices. And I think these were important because these answers they gave me, and they've been consistent, by the way, have surprised me. So one is your biggest challenge in this economy getting a meeting with a prospect, getting someone even to talk to you? Second, mm-hmm. is it, once you've gotten the meeting, is it converting that prospect to a client? Third, is it cutting budgets? Fourth, is it financial volatility? And fifth, is it steps to thrive in a recession? What's your biggest challenge? Well, surprise to me, the 2 biggest challenges were, number 1, getting a meeting with a prospect, and 2, converting a prospect to a client. Well, when you work a referral business, and I don't mean that, you know, oh, yeah, it's nice to get referrals. When we're proactive, when we have a referral system in place, that we get the meeting because when we're referred, people will talk to us, so actually return our phone calls. And, of course, everyone knows that when we get a qualified referral, that we get a new client 50, 70, 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the converting prospects to clients. That's exactly what a referral system will do.
So you're saying that one of the ways to find new customers is not to go out and, as you say, no more cold calling, but you're encouraging us, which I think is exactly right. I mean, it's classic. It's age old, is to go out and talk to people you're already doing business with, and about who they know who might be able to refer to you.
That's one avenue. Your current clients, absolutely. And
aren't those the best ones?
Yes, obviously, if we've done great work, they are, because they know what we do. I think we need to expand beyond that. So if everybody just looked at their current clients and made a plan to contact them, first of all, find out how they're doing. I mean, this is huge. And this is what I've recommended to all of my clients and my listeners on my webinars, is to go to your current clients. We're not selling anything. Just find out how they're doing. Are they being impacted? And some sectors aren't. And see how we can help. And I truly think this is the time to give. I've actually called all of my clients at the end of the year and said I wanted to give them a New Year's gift. And how could I help them? And
good for
one,
you.
Yeah, one area was that I'll show up at your sales meeting. I'll talk to you on the phone. We'll follow up.
For free.
Up.
You're going to give it to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And maybe there's someone I can put them in touch with. There's an article I can send to them. You know, in this economy, when people are cutting back, we tend to focus inside on our businesses rather than looking outside. And we need to look outside.
We become cavemen. And I like what you just said, Joanne, because I've been saying the same thing. And my audience knows I've been talking about this. And I've said, if you're a business owner, you need to get face-to-face with every single one of your customers. Even if a salesperson is calling on them, if it's at all possible, get face-to-face with your customers. And this is not, and as you said, Joanne, this is not a sales call. This is a relationship call, isn't it?
It is. And people want to talk. Everybody wants to talk now. So it's a perfect opportunity. And also, when we have those conversations, we learn a lot. And we learn, and that's how we become better salespeople and business owners, because then there's things we take to our next client that we know even better.
And isn't it our obligation? This is what I want to talk about a minute ago. Isn't it our obligation to be the creative one in the room? Because, when things are going well, Joanne, they need stuff. We sell it. They buy it. We deliver it. They pay us. And bada bing, bada bam, it's over. But at a time like this, there are solutions that these customers need that they don't even understand how to make happen. And isn't it our job to go there, visit with them, find out where their pain is, and come up with some kind of creative way to help them with it?
Absolutely. We talked before, that is our job. We need to do it. The client's not going to do it. We also need to think
Can I stick one other thing in there? If we do what we just said, Joanne, then what we can do is we can almost say, okay, if I solve this problem for this customer, they're going to tell me about somebody else that I can help them with. And so this one solution, you can leverage it into maybe five or six other people.
Oh, you bet.
Come up with one great creative idea and then scale the darn thing, right?
Absolutely. You need to scale it, and also you need to think in your own business, given what's going on in the economy, how can I spin what I do? How can I talk about what I do that's going to be appealing to people, that's going to actually impact them? And if we can't impact them, we might as well not have the conversation.
Well, that's right. And so, Joanne, I've said many times, I said it today earlier, when times have been the toughest have been when I have been the most creative. And I've encouraged my audience to don't repress the creativity. Don't minimize the creative power that anxiety and pressure can create.
Right.
I want you to hold on to that thought. I want your thoughts on that, folks. We're going to get Joanne to weigh in on that right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Joanne Black is our guest. Her book is No More Cold Calling.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my booth.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. Lots and lots of other stuff there. Joanne Black is our guest. She's our good friend, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, what is your website, please?
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Just like the book.
Just like the book.
And they can find you. Oh, by the way, you've got some webinars coming up, don't you?
I do. So on the 27th of January, 4:30 to 5 o'clock Pacific. There's no cost. People can register through my website, and it's an introduction to how we can not only survive but thrive in this economy.
A free webinar. All right. I like that.
And then I have a February one to build referral skills, but all the information is on my homepage. I encourage people to sign up for my newsletter. There's some great tips they'll be receiving.
Good stuff. And the newsletter is free too, right?
Absolutely.
Joanne Black, folks, Joanne S. Black on the book. But that's nomorecoldcalling.com. Check that out and check out Joanne's outstanding webinars. What about my idea about being creative? And we were just talking about that, about making sure that that the customer doesn't have to do all the work. What do you think, Joanne?
We have to do the work, absolutely. We have to connect the dots. So I encourage everybody to step back, look at their business, and see how you can make it apply. So a couple things. I mentioned this conference I spoke at in Florida. This group had some data that they were now using to go in and demonstrate how by doing business with them, they would see results. People love data. So if there's any data that any of us listening can get from our industry, our business, just even if it's anecdotal, talking to customers that we can put and say, in a survey of our customers, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. So I told you about the surveys I've been doing since last spring about the biggest business challenges. Mm-hmm. I also go online and get independent surveys. So example, in my business, Selling Power, at sellingpower.com, great magazine, they did a survey as well. So I took a look at their survey and saw what were people's biggest challenges, what were they doing to mitigate what was going on in the economy. And 25% of them said they were going to make more calls, and 30% said they needed better prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And 0% said that they were lowering their price. So I took that data and say, okay, what do I do in referrals? I show people how they get the meeting with the prospect, so that dovetails into making more calls, getting the right calls, and then they need better prospects. Well, when you get a referral, you've got a great prospect.
A referral is the best prospect.
Exactly. So I was able to take independent data and prove my point. So that's what all of us need to do. Any data, anything you can quantify is terrific. That's number one. And then step back and say, okay, how can I use that to repurpose what I do?
I thought it was interesting that nobody said they were going to lower their price.
Right, and I just went online.
What did you think about that?
Well, there's a whole discussion about that, right? One of the things that actually I don't like, what I hear a lot, is people say, well, you know, you if you increase value, you don't have to adjust your price. Well, yes, but good salespeople have always demonstrated value.
But see, what you did, you've already told us about how to answer that, Joanne. You said that you gave an hour to your existing customers. That's a premium. That's not a discount.
Well, that's right, but I think the reality is, in this economy, I'm not saying lowering price, because here's the thing, we may need to adjust our price, but that's not the first thing out of our mouth. There's somebody I heard speak years ago who said 95% of salespeople offer to lower their price before they're even asked.
Right.
What I say is, if you need to adjust your price, that you need to get something in return. And there's also a difference between price and payment.
Mm-hmm.
You may offer payment terms that you didn't offer before. So there's creative ways to work around that issue.
But back to what we said earlier in the visit, Joanne, if they've got something that they need to get done, that they've been having internal people do it, and you can do it, you might actually increase the revenue. Now, it might also add 25% more work for only 15% more revenue, but you could actually have a revenue positive scenario going on.
Absolutely. So I think it's about not only surviving but thriving, and that's what we need to think about. How can we do that in this economy? Because the reality is we need to look at least the end of 2010,
mm-hmm.
and if we come out of this sooner, we'll be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. And mainly, if we come out of it, we'll be one of the survivors and pretty strong on the block there, I think, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Joanne, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
No More Cold Calling is the book. NoMoreColdCalling.com is the website. Joanne S. Black is the author and one of our outstanding Brain Trust members. She'll be back, I promise. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.